Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. This is your host, Michael Corman. We're in the car. I want to talk... Okay, so I did a workshop a couple of days ago, Anti-Perfectionism for Creators. And there was a question from an opera singer, Rachel. She asked a question which was... I'm paraphrasing because I'm in the car and I can't remember the exact question. But it was something along the lines of, when I practice, I don't do as well as when I'm performing in real life, okay? Because in real life, the stakes are higher, but when I practice, it feels like there's some sort of roadblock. Like it doesn't, I can't just get the same, can't really get into it the way I can when I'm performing. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Performance in real life. So in real life, you've got, okay, so like the stakes are higher. Okay, you're doing something that matters. Okay, the results matter. So you care about the results. And when you know, it's like you really care about the results, then you get better results. Why? Because you kick into action, you get absorbed in the task you're doing, and you take whatever risks you need to take in order to do the thing because you really care about the results. Okay. This is very common. Now listen, I wanna point out that there's different kinds of personalities, okay? Some people are very methodical and very diligent and they can when they're doing things, when they're by themselves, they can take things very seriously. Okay, now I'm not like that. Okay, so I want to say that this is not, make it very clear, this is not a bad thing. Okay, it's not, because there's different ways to be. And there are some people out there who have learned that when you are, they've learned to associate good performance with high stakes. And it's a form of conservation of energy. So when you, it's like, why spend all your energy on something that doesn't matter? There's no sense in doing that. So it's a very smart strategy to say, I'm going to conserve my energy until it really matters. So if you're like that, if you're like me, you're going to probably, you know, you probably won't do things. Like if there's something that has a deadline and you have to, you know, I have to do this thing by 2 months from now, I'm probably not going to start it until 1 month and 29 days from now, or 30 days if there happens to be 31 days in the month or whatever. So that is what you do, because it's like, why spend the energy now when I can do it later? And you say, well, but that doesn't make sense, because if you did it now, then you would have gotten it done earlier. But that's not the way that we look at it, because we look at it, because there's other things to do now. Okay, there's things that are due tomorrow, you know, that we, you know, yeah, sure, maybe heard about them 2 months ago, whatever. Okay, but you do better when there is something, you know, and there's like, you know, real pressure on you. So here's the thing, is that most people are like that. I don't think that people are that are really exceptions to this. But I think that people can kind of, this plays out in different ways when you look at people's lives and how they, you know. So the thing is that's what you want to do. You want to look at it like that. You are doing what you do because there's a stimulus and you're responding to it. It's very straightforward. It's not that complicated. So I hope that's clear. It's if you want to fix this, okay? Like so you know, if you're a performing musician, then yeah, like, you know, you want to make good use of your practice time too, because that's time that you know, you're spending time practicing. But, you know, look, you know, I can look at this a couple different ways, because, you know, when you're performing, when you're practicing, Like, why aren't you performing more? Okay, because these are skills that, yeah, you know, you can learn them while performing. You know, this is a problem too with the way that music is taught, because, you know, you sit there with, you know, if you're only performing once a year, or you're only performing once a week, or you're only performing... I haven't done a solo piano recital since 2009. That was the last time that I did a piano recital, which was just me. So that was a long time ago. That was almost 11 years ago. It was July of 2009, I think. Crazy. So if I'm going to do a solo recital, and I'm going to expect what? I'm going to expect it's going to go well, and I only practice once every 11 years? I mean, that's crazy. So either you increase the frequency of your performing to the point where you can do it, you know, where you have more opportunities to practice it performing, or you take your performing and you make it more like you're practicing. You take your practicing and make it more like you're performing. So it's up to you. I'm trying to think of where I'm supposed to... Okay, I'm gonna... Yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing. Don't worry. It's all under control. So that's the issue there. It's very normal, you know, to have this issue. When you're performing, it's like things go well, you know? Because, you know, look at all the stressors that are on you there, right? You have an audience there, like you have, you know, it's in your own head. Like, what are you thinking about when you're performing? You're imagining, you know, like, where, hold on. Okay. You're imagining what you're going to do, what you need to do. I think this is the right, I might be going the wrong way. This is kind of annoying. You know, I hate it when the highway says that there's something off the highway, but then when you get off the highway, they don't tell you which way to go. So it's like, okay, thanks for just abandoning me, signs. I think this is, I don't know, we'll figure it out. This is right, I'm right, okay. I'm going to the bakery. Okay. So. I want to learn a lot of things. Anti-perfectionism for creators. That's what the workshop was called. It was a good workshop. We did an exercise that was about counting and about multiplying numbers, adding numbers, about doing arithmetic in rhythm. Arithmetic. That's what I should call it. That's actually not a bad name. I wonder if it's taken. It's about physicality. Why is it about physicality? Well, let's back up a little bit. Hold on. I'm gonna pause this and get back to it. You probably won't even notice the time that passes because I will just splice it together. Okay, so where were we? I don't even remember. I really don't even remember where we were. We were somewhere. Where were we? We were talking about something. I just can't for the life of me remember what it was. It was something to do with something. Something to do with something related to something. But what? I don't know. It was related to, like, anti-perfectionism. Anti-perfectionism is, yeah, look, it's like, so perfectionism, you know, some people don't think perfectionism is a problem because they think that it's about, like, oh, I know, you know what we should talk about is physicality. being physical. Physical. See, the body moves in space. Okay? So, okay, how do I deal with perfectionism? How do I, you know, how do I stop sabotaging myself? It's about the physicality. Okay, that's the solution. Okay, now let's back up a little bit here. Let's talk about why it is that you're sabotaging yourself. If you want to know, okay, why am I sabotaging myself? Well, the thing you got to ask, first of all, is what does it mean to be sabotaging yourself? Like, how do you know you're sabotaging yourself? You may find that you're saying that, but you don't have a clear idea what it means. So what does it mean? You know, and you can write this down. You know, you can put it into words. You can get very clear on it. Why? What does it mean? How do you know that you're sabotaging yourself? How is it affecting your physical behavior? Now, why would you want to know how it's affecting your physical behavior? Because at the end of the day, the things that you do are based on everything you do in life. See, I'm trying to get back on the track here. I was on a track and I don't remember even what it was. Who knows? I'm just kind of rambling here. But this is not really rambling. It's a certain kind of rambling. I don't even want to say that. Let's just scratch that part out of the podcast. But I'm probably just going to put it in anyway. Because this is anti-perfectionism right here. You're seeing it in action. Anti-perfectionism. See, it's not just this intellectual thing. It's something that you do. It's all about what you do. You are what you do. You are your habits. This is why people can't change their habits. You know, why is it so hard to change your habits? Yet there's something that you're doing, you don't like what you're doing. But it's hard to change it. Why is it hard to change? Because you are your habits. See, we're attached to our habits. All of our habits are things that we do because there's some attachment. There's something about that behavior. It's not just this thing. It's not just like you've got, like, you're this solid, stable you, and you've got these habits as like little things that you picked up, like you just pick up a candy wrapper off the ground. It doesn't work that way. So the habit is you. So those habits are threaded really deeply inside yourself. They affect everything you're doing. So if I ask you to change a habit, I'm asking you to change everything about yourself. You know, every habit that you change is going to involve changing tons and tons of things, like pretty much everything. So you can't change 30, 40, 50 habits at once. You know, you can basically change maybe one habit at once, and you have to work really hard at it because there's all sorts of things that are going to come out if you try to change a habit. All sorts of things are going to start coming to the surface. This is what meditation is for. It's, you know, you look at yourself, you look at your habits, and you start to see how things are connected. And when you see how they're connected, then they start changing because they come to the surface, and then you see them for what they are, and you have a chance to reevaluate them. So you can't just snap your fingers and stop being a perfectionist. It doesn't work that way. Because you don't want to stop being a perfectionist. You want to be a perfectionist. And if you want to see why you want to be a perfectionist, you can do that. But you might not like what you see. You might realize that it's not what you thought it was. It's not as innocent as you thought it was. You might realize that it goes very deeply inside the center of your being. So the problem is, when you say, I'm sabotaging myself, like, let's get specific about that. What are you sabotaging? What is it? What is it about you? What is happening with you that is being sabotaged? looking at your own behavior, looking at the things that you do. There's something that you do that you don't like. There's something you do that's not working. When you say sabotaging, it means like you were trying to do something and it was going to work, but then you got in the way and you made it so it didn't work. That is what sabotage means. It's when you throw a wrench into the works and something that was going to work no longer works. You broke something. It was sabotage. That is what you got to get specific on. How do you know? You can't just go based on, well, I know that I do that. I know that I'm a perfectionist. I know that I sabotage myself, because maybe people told you that you do that. Yeah, but you're not going to fix it unless you can somehow see it for yourself. You have to see it very, very clearly. The only way to do that is to look at some very specific things that you're doing and see, wait a second, this is what I'm trying to do, and this is what I'm doing instead. And then you see, oh my God, it's sabotage. That's where you want to get yourself. Otherwise, it's very, very frustrating, super frustrating, not to know what to do about that. How do you fix something when it doesn't, when you don't have any way of knowing what you're doing? That's the key. That's it right there. It's the key. Okay. I hope this was helpful. I think we'll stop here. Talk to you next time.